This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 379 for Thursday, May 5th. Ice canola futures are higher on Thursday morning, continuing the push upward that began yesterday. The July canola contract is up $3 at $1,147.60 per ton, and new crop November gains $13.20 at $1,090.70 per ton. Support is coming from upticks in European rapeseed along with higher Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Chicago soy oil is relatively steady, while there are significant losses in Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are higher, lending support to edible oils. Stats Canada releases its report on grain stocks as of March 31st tomorrow morning. Canola and wheat stocks are expected to be a fair bit lower than a year ago. Spring planting remains largely delayed on the eastern prairies, while progress continues in the western portion. Rain is in the forecast for the latter half, helping with germination. Saskatchewan will publish its first crop report of 2022 today at 11 CDT. Alberta comes out with theirs tomorrow, and Manitoba follows on Tuesday. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Thursday morning. The loonie climbs to 78.15 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 78.06. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its census data showing March exports of soybeans at 3.18 million tons, with soy meal just short of 1.2 million tons and soy oil at more than 126,600 tons. All are higher compared to this time last year. Corn exports for March tally 7.97 million tons, and those for wheat are 1.7 million tons, with both lower than a year ago. The USDA issued its export sales report this morning, and for the week ending April 28th, total old and new crop wheat sales are just over 161,000 tons. Combined export sales of corn are 1.52 million tons. Total soybean export sales are more than 1.14 million tons, while those for soy meal are nearly 233,000 tons, with soy oil at 14,700 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday morning. The July contract rises 18.5 cents at $16.59 per bushel. July soy oil steps back by more than a tenth of a cent at 82.3 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $6.40 at $4.24.60 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower this morning. The July contract eases down a penny at $7.93 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower as the July contract dips a penny at $6.78. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago July advancing 18 cents at $10.94. Kansas City July jumps 24 cents at $11.47. And Minneapolis July gains 15 cents at $11.92. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, May 5th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.